Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good day program as the week ends again. Can you believe it? It seems like it was just moments ago that I was saying it's Monday.
Seems like it was just last week.
Friday. Yeah, and it'll happen again next Monday, Richie. Be there. Good Lord willing and the creek don't rise. Isn't that the expression?
Lord willing and the creek don't rise.
Anybody use that in your family, Jennifer?
Be the good Lord willing. Good Lord willing. We don't do a lot of creek rising.
No, huh?
No. Although today we do.
Yeah, maybe today. Kenny, you got the creek rising in San Diego? Creek.
No, I'm up in the mountains.
All right, so I don't have to worry about all that stuff.
Protected.
Let's talk about what you need to know today. The $1.1 trillion spending bill passed by the House just for the midnight deadline to avert a government shutdown now has to go to the Senate. Legislation expected to pass there with the support in the next couple of days. Are they going to take out some of the pork? Are they going to take out the things that are infringements on your privacy, on your ability to choose food that's safe and healthy for you? Let's see what happens with this bunch. The president has said he will sign it. Mrs. Pelosi doesn't like that. Boehner and Obama are together. There's a picture for you.
Yeah.
Puffing away up behind the White House or smoking in the bathroom at the White House. Can you see that? Remember when many of you in high school were bad students and you went into the boys' room and the girls' room and you smoked? Remember when the principal came in and caught you? I got to wonder when Boehner and Obama, they're always talking about quitting.
I don't remember that. I didn't do that.
You didn't do that? Well,
no.
That's because
you
were a good girl. You came to a Catholic school.
Oh, no.
I never smoked in my life. I was always afraid of the people who smoked for whatever the reason.
This is when Doug Seven would lecture you not to be afraid of anything.
Well, that was those days. There's still things that I'm afraid of to a point. Fear-based thinking. I'm not worried about the climate deal that came. Al Gore delivered a less than successful speech in Lima, Peru. The audience didn't show up. I guess there were a few people that showed up, but the fellow at the door didn't even know he was speaking.
That's embarrassing. Sorry, we don't have your name on the list, sir.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, you're naming it Gore.
I'm sorry, what?
Gear? No, I don't have it.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, here he is. 1:30, he'll be there. All right, let's see here. Ukraine, good news, I guess, as they saw their first 24-hour pause in violence since the war began. That's because the Russians are getting squeezed, and they're going to try to figure out a way to have an extraction that will save them some face one way or another. It remains to be seen how that is going to happen. Peace talks going on now between the Russians and the Ukrainians. Since the Russians started the war, I'd say the best way to have peace is just get the hell out. What do they have to talk about? Just get out. Right? Vlad the Bad in charge of that. So the storm is subsiding as sunrise comes to California today. There'll be a lot of mud, a lot of flooding. 200,000 people still don't have any power. This huge rainstorm that came in and gave them a lot of water that they need. Hopefully they're like collected all. The house that I have in Santa Monica is on the L.A. River Basin. It's a concrete river that's right behind the house. I'm guessing it normally, it has, I believe it's 20 foot, I think the concrete is 20 feet. The river is down 20 feet, so it's 20 feet high. It's probably up to 4 or 5 feet. Normally, there's a trickle going down there, but I'm guessing it's 4 or 5 feet.
We really need the water.
Yeah, you need the rain.
It is just dumping today, though. I mean, right now, I'm surprised you guys can't hear it. It's pouring. And the wind is what's
and
really
the problem there is it'll just run off. It
and
won't
that's
get
it. Yeah. Is that, especially when it's so dry, it just comes right off.
A lot of people are wondering how the erection is going to happen this weekend in Japan.
I'm sorry, what?
There's an election in Japan on Sunday. A snap election for the parliament. Prime Minister Abe. Is that how you pronounce it? A-B-E? Abe, is that it?
Sure.
Called the election. The Japanese economy slipped into recession, so there's been a vote of no confidence in the government. They support the prime minister, but they don't support the rest of them. Why can't we do that here? Why can't we have a referendum election on all the people that are, every time they do things we don't like, let's have a no confidence vote and then change some things. We just like Italy. They never have a government. Look what goes on over there. Right, how long is the longest government? They last about four or five months, right?
Right.
Gonzo. Let's see, the extremists known as Boko Haram. No relation to the... that's a bad joke.
They're the ones that stole the girls, right?
They did. They stole the girls. So they've bombed a couple of cities. 30 people are dead. Attacks came after the government announced new elections there. Security is likely to be the central issue. Because so far, this group has killed over 10,000 people this year.
They're horrible.
10,000 people they've murdered.
It's unbelievable that everybody's just kind of going, oh, yeah, look what's going on down there.
Well, there's no oil there, so... well, actually, there is oil in Nigeria, though. You'd think that more people would be paying more attention. Maybe it's because the oil fell another 1% yesterday, under $60 a barrel. International Energy Agency cut its outlook for demand growth this coming year. There will be a global oil glut, mostly because the Saudis have said to the rest of OPEC, stick it in your ear, we're going to keep producing. Or maybe stick it back in the ground, maybe, huh? There's a trial for an Ebola vaccine licensed by Merck. It has been delayed because four patients complained of joint pain. Wait a minute.
All right, let's see.
Let's see what's
Ebola or
I'm going to die of Ebola or I'm going to have pains in my joint. Which shall it be?
I'm taking my chances.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm going with the sore knees.
You're
going
to go with the sore knees.
Hey, Doc, my elbow kind of hurts over here. Nah. Is this all about that?
59 volunteers have taken the drug in a trial. The trial was stopped because of the four complaints of joint pain. Really? And by the way, back to Japan, I forgot to tell you, there's a butter shortage over there. Cows are stressed out. No, the cows are stressed out. Stressed out cows. Aging farmers. The government is in... This sounds like America. The government keeps putting up roadblocks to farmers, small farmers, family farmers, producing what they've always produced. Sounds like these guys are in America. Groceries are limiting customers to two packages of butter a month. How much butter do you use? Jennifer, how much butter do you use in a month?
Not that much. Probably one of those little... I mean, I use the like the canola oil butter, which and I just don't use a lot.
Eat butter. It's healthier.
Richie, you cook a lot in butter?
I use a lot of butter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Kenny?
Oh, yeah. Real butter.
Yeah, real butter.
Who's excited about J.K. Rowling updating Harry Potter today?
Cool.
Website Pottermore. New writing starting today until Christmas Eve, I believe. Highlights include new information about Harry Potter and Draco. What's his last name? Draco? And Florian... See, I don't read Harry Potter. Who is this? Fortescue? I probably should have had somebody else do the story.
Oh, this is going well so far. I think.
Well, I don't know. None of you know. I thought you knew Harry Potter character.
No, not a Harry Potter person at all. I know Harry and...
I've seen all the movies.
Mm. Yeah. You have?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. I've seen one.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, that's right. Too.
Did you see this story about the time capsule being found?
Yes, in Boston.
Love this story.
We have the story at DougSteffen.com.
So cool.
We'll focus on it at the bottom of the hour, Richie, okay?
Bottom
of the hour, before we have Uri here, we'll talk about this capsule that was buried in 1795 by Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Oh, wait a minute. Sam Adams.
Sam Adams. Yeah. Yeah,
I love his beer.
Mm. All set. Tomorrow is a special day. So our 2020 News Quiz question, see if we can answer this for a Doug Steffen free Christmas turkey.
Ooh.
What is the significance of tomorrow? Think about it. Look around.
Saturday.
It's Saturday.
No, it's not Saturday. All right. No, it's something else. There's a sort of, I don't want to make it too easy. Wait, let's see if people have figured it out. 888-302-3684. Tomorrow is you fill in the blank. And if you fill it in correctly, you'll get a swell, free Christmas turkey from the Doug Stephan Gang. All right? What is so special about tomorrow? 17 after the hour on Good Day.
Twas the night of the holiday party when all through the house she was dancing and primping, getting ready to bounce. Her lashes were fierce, her lips bright red, while dashing curls danced round her head. With delightful fragrances from Ulta in hand, perfume for her besties and cologne for her man, she sprang to her feet, slipped on her heels, and to the party she went with the best fragrance deal. With all things beauty all in one place, Ulta has the perfect fragrance for everyone on your list. Get a luxury bathrobe free with any $40 fragrance purchase while supplies last. Ulta Beauty. Gift gorgeously.
This holiday at Guitar Center, give the gift of music with deals on guitars, drums, keys, live sound, DJ, and more. Deals like an Epiphone / Les Paul for only $199. A 5-channel mixer or handheld wireless microphone for just $29. A Vestax Thin DJ controller, now just $79. So whether you're buying for someone else or yourself, music is a gift. Give it, share it, love it. Expert advice, the best selection, and unbeatable prices. This holiday at Guitar Center, now through Sunday.
Get to Kohl's this Thursday through Saturday for great gifts for everyone on your list.
I'm coming home to you.
For 3 days only, you'll find big savings on premium electronic gifts from brands like Jawbone, Sony, Monster, and Fitbit. And 50 to 60% off sleepwear for the family. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every 50 spent. Great gifts at great prices this Thursday through Saturday. Find your yes. Kohl's. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Yeah, I hear Staples can handle all my holiday shipping.
Yes, sir. We have UPS available in-store, plus all the supplies you'll need, from boxes to bubble wrap.
Great, but my schedule's crazy with the holidays.
Staples opens early and stays open late.
What if I can't get here till Saturday?
We're open 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Well, we're open 7 days, though.
Okay, what if a week had 8 days?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'd still be open.
This holiday, ship at Staples. Same UPS shipping and pricing. Available 7 days a week. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
All right, 888-302-3684. What is the significance of tomorrow? Let's see here if we are. Maybe there's a little Ron who wants to help us. All right, Ron, what do you think the significance of tomorrow is?
Doug, starting tomorrow will be the first day of the 12 days before Christmas.
On the 12 days.
You are a genius.
True love gave to me.
Did not know that.
Yeah. All right. You know, I cannot argue with that. That isn't what I had in mind. But it is the beginning. That's why J.K. Rowling is starting with her release of more information on Harry Potter. At
it's
the website.
Not really, though, because the 12 days of Christmas come after Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Well, you can't straighten us straight again.
There we go. All right, Ronnie, too bad. Kenny just ruined your prize.
Yeah.
Nice to have you here.
Sorry, Ronnie.
Nancy, what is the significance of tomorrow?
Is it on the calendar? It's 12, 13, 14.
That is correct. Amanda. Tomorrow is 12, 13, 14. That is correct. So a lot of people are getting married tomorrow. They like that date. 12, 13, 14. So what is the significance of it for you, Nancy? What are you going to do that's special tomorrow, 12, 13, 14?
Oh, I love writing the dates when they're like that. That's a pretty good significance for me. And my friend's having her Christmas party, so that's going to be fun, too.
I'm having one, too.
You're having one? You didn't invite me?
You're not in town.
Oh,
you're always invited.
I am? Having a party. Actually, we're going to a party tomorrow. Avenue of Christmas costume.
So forget your party, Jeff.
I'm having an ornament exchange. You guys should do that.
Oh, that's a good idea. Ornament exchanges?
I'd love to get some ornaments from you.
Well, everybody brings an ornament, and then you know, it's like a swap. It's like a wedding.
You decorate each other.
Yeah. Nice.
You know what, Rich?
All right,
I'm going to let you think that we do.
Have you got all your Christmas shopping done yet?
No.
Not at all, right?
Well, mostly. Mostly.
All right. Well, good luck. We're sending you a gift. You can do what you want with it. You'll get a certificate for a free Christmas turkey. Stand by. We'll get your address and send it along to thank you. 21 after on Good Day.
Yeah. It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Time for us to run through the top 10 sounds of Christmas for today from the Sounds of Christmas website, soundsofchristmas.com. This is Coco Taylor. Kenny, you'll have to tell us about him. This is Merry, Merry Christmas, number 10 today. It's a her.
Coco Taylor, yeah. Right,
that's the second time I've gotten that.
Legendary blues singer.
Yeah. I got Verdine from Earth, Wind, and Fire as a lady, and that was not the case. So we got Coco as a...
I saw her like 20 years ago with B.B. King. I didn't. This is so great.
Number 9 today belongs to Hall & Oates. Songs every day between now and Christmas that come up as a result of the comments that are made, the ratings at the soundsofchristmas.com website, which is the place to go to listen to really a great variety of Christmas music. That's the focus on it every day here. We find a lot of songs that nobody's ever heard before, and they are oftentimes pretty cool, so you go find them on your own, and often you can only find them at soundsofchristmas.com. Number 8 today, Empty Pockets.
Holly, jolly Christmas.
Tell us about this group, Kenny, will you?
They're a fun Chicago band. This came out 2 or 3 years ago. I think we had them on when this came out as a Christmas star of the day.
Mm-hmm. I think I remember a reference to them. Certainly everybody remembers. This was in the top 10 yesterday. Darlene Love at number 7. Or was it the other Darlene Love Christmas song? No, this wasn't in the top 10 yesterday, was it?
No, it was a newer one that was in.
Right, yeah. This is the one, though, from
this is
Darlene Love.
Phil Spector.
Yep, here we go. Please Come Home, Christmas. Wow. I told you why she never got to be the lead of the Ronettes, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Because she wouldn't have a little fun with Phil Spector.
She wasn't interested in Phil. So, number 6 today belongs to Carolyn Sill. Don't know how many people remember her. remember a folk singer named Judy Sills, Kenny?
Maybe not.
No. No, it's, I remember something in my house called Window Sills.
Different.
Yeah. But the same.
All right, George Bailey, this is a reference to the movie, I'm guessing, yeah?
Yes, it is.
Sounds like a number of... This is unusual. Number five, Bernadette Peters. 1999.
Happy holidays. While the merry bells keep ringing.
That doesn't sound like Bernadette Peters. Eh?
No, but probably if you listen carefully, she'll pipe in here. Must be from some...
It's a Broadway,
yeah, that's a nice thing. Yeah.
Charity collection.
Mm-hmm.
The sun is shining, the grass is green.
You're an expert, you say.
The orange and purple.
All right, let's keep going here. We got four more to cover. Aaron Neville is number four on the list today. Christmas.com.
But the fire is so delightful.
Aaron Neville, let it snow.
Simply no place to go.
There you go.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
A brand new song this year from Gene Watson is number three on the list.
Her vision.
Do you hear what I hear? And then we get old again. Number two, Chuck Berry. Merry Christmas, baby. 1958.
Merry Christmas, baby.
Right. Love it.
Number one on the Christmas, sounds at Christmas.com website. John Schneider and Tom Wopat are back again today.
Them Duke Boys.
The Duke Boys. Sleigh Ride this year.
Good, good, good. Get that for a sleigh ride together with you.
This holiday at Guitar Center, give the gift of music with great deals on guitars, drums, keys, live sound, DJ, and more. Deals like a Martin acoustic guitar with pickup for only $439. Kohala ukuleles or toka djembes only $29 each. So whether you're buying for someone else or yourself, music is a gift. Give it, share it, love it. Expert advice, the best selection, and unbeatable prices. This holiday at Guitar Center, now through Sunday.
On the best days of Christmas, Ulta Beauty gave to me a 12 fragrance gift set, 11 Estee polish and dollar glitter eyeliner, 9 shiny gift card hours, skin protected, 7 sealer glosses, risky decline by Benefit, 5 Urban Decay naked palette, 4 Living Proof Air products, 3 Daisy Green perfume, 2 face cosmetics, and 1 luxury bathrobe, 3 $40 fragrance purchase while supply lasts.
Hurry in for the best beauty deals and gifts of the season. Ulta Beauty, gift gorgeously.
Welcome to Staples.
Yeah, I hear Staples can handle all my holiday shipping.
Yes, sir. We have UPS available in-store, plus all the supplies you'll need, from boxes to bubble wrap.
Great, but my schedule's crazy with the holidays.
Staples opens early and stays open late.
What if I can't get here till Saturday?
We're open 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Well, we're open 7 days, so...
Okay, what if a week had 8 days?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'd still be open.
This holiday, ship at Staples. Same UPS shipping and pricing. Available 7 days a week. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
You're faking it. You go around pretending everything's okay. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Please, call now.
Call now, and we'll send you this wonderful free CD. 1-800-975.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out sonsoflibertyteam.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life, or call 855-301-TEAM. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at sonsoflibertyteam.com, or 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Today,
it's going to be a good day. Uri Geller is going to join us in a few minutes on the Good Day program, talking about some things that are of interest and import when it comes to your mental stability, mental well-being, your movements, and what motivates you. In the meantime, you can ask the question about what motivates people to do what they do, past and present, as represented by this time capsule that was, it wasn't found. Everybody knew where it was. It was buried in 1795 by Paul Revere and Samuel Adams. And so at the Massachusetts State House yesterday, the block was removed. You know how you build a building?
I don't think they were aware that it was, they thought it was just a block. I don't think they knew that anything was in the block.
Well, I listened to the news coverage of this. It was being treated like it was the next unveiling of the coming of Christ by the local news media.
It's really cool, Doug.
It is. Yeah. No, I'm not questioning that. The cornerstone of the State House on Beacon Hill, which was built around 1795, 6, 7, 8 in there. The Boston Museum of Fine Arts had somebody chisel away to free the block. And they opened it up and they found 5 silver coins. They were sort of under the block. That was a measure of good luck, I'm guessing, tossed in when the capsule was entombed by the Revolutionary War heroes that put it in the ground. Let's see here. Adams was the governor at the time, not the beer. So, what was there? Don't know. The Museum of Fine Arts is going to x-ray the box over the weekend and then reveal its contents next week. I don't know whether I'm going to find some Captain Kirk in there or not. It has not seen the light of day, though. That's what's cool about this. They rebuilt the building in 1855, so they took the box out, set it aside, and then they put it back in there when the cornerstone was reset. So it hasn't been seen, or hasn't seen the light of day since 1855. Can you imagine all the things? I wonder
whether they'll open it or whether they'll put it back.
Apparently they're going to open it. That would do it. Or maybe if they x-ray it.
If they x-ray
and
it.
And they find something in there that they don't want to. So how are they going to, with an x-ray, know it's in there? They'll see objects, but they won't know what the objects are.
Under the I would imagine they could look inside and see what's there.
You think?
You should just take it to the airport and walk through the scanner.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, there's an idea that has much merit.
Apparently they were, they say they were fixing a water pipe when they found it.
They found it this time?
When they found it this time, they were fixing a water pipe. Current day workers repairing a water leak found the hidden antique. They called a local expert from the Museum of Fine Arts.
That's a little bit. There wasn't a schedule to open it up. That's true. But
they knew it was there.
The cornerstone is not in the way of any pipes.
You know, George Washington laid the cornerstone. No, not to the Washington Monument. Did he? Yeah.
No. The Washington Monument didn't get built until long after. What are you talking about?
No. To the Capitol. That's what it was.
The Capitol building?
To the Capitol. The Capitol building.
Yeah, I think that's true. Yes,
I'd love to see what's in there.
Yeah.
I've heard that he laid the cornerstone. I wonder if it is also a time capsule.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that we know that.
I don't know that we know
and
that either,
you got to think that these guys had all kinds of hidden things laying around because they were the, what do you call them? The
leaders of
Masons.
The time.
The Masons.
Oh, the Masons.
Yeah.
They were good with a trowel and a brick.
Yep.
That's not really it, but thank you, Rich, for agreeing with me. 888-302-3684.
They were.
The video of the day today at DougStephan.com is from YouTube star Paint. What do we know about him, Kenny?
That he makes a lot of money from posting songs on YouTube.
He created a quartet of himself. So he replicated himself four times to sing new updated Christmas carols for the politically correct and progressive-minded individuals in our audience. So here's the audio, but you got to watch the video of the day.
It's four of him.
DougStephan.com. Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. You'd better not judge, better not hate, better not bully or discriminate. Progressive Santa's coming to town.
Progressive Santa.
I think I just grew up a little bit. Gluten-free food. Pretty bones, take a peek at J-Love News. Progressive Santa's coming to town.
Yeah. He's 50 different races.
And all four tax reform.
He'll protect all your children.
Well, as long as they've been born, you'd better watch out.
Right.
Okay.
Hi, this is Farmer.
Check out the whole thing. Just
listen and watch the whole thing at DougStephan.com. We were talking about the cornerstone in Boston of the Massachusetts State House at the Capitol. One of the things also going on this week in Boston is a big debate as to whether or not we want to have the 2024 Summer Olympics in Boston. Everybody says, I don't know if everybody says, but people, okay, where are you going to put this?
Do you want it?
Do I want it?
Mm-hmm.
No. No, it's a mess.
Yes, you do.
Is,
yes, you
I
do.
Want it? Why
yes,
do I
you
want
do.
It?
You can
because you want me to keep
that.
It from Washington?
No. If it comes here to Washington, I will be renting my house out for a month for some astronomical amount of money.
So it's all self. It's not about the taxpayer and the money we'd have to put up to.
100%.
Well, you make the money back.
It's all about me.
Really?
Yeah.
So Washington also, though, Richie, wants the Summer Olympics as well.
Yes.
What's the discussion going on there?
They're trying hard to get it, and you could make the case that Washington would be a good place because we...
Where would you put it?
It'd be in Baltimore and Washington and Richmond. They would spread the events out. So, you know, Baltimore and Washington are 45 minutes apart. Richmond, you know...
What would you have to build, though? What would have to be built or rebuilt in order to house all of those activities?
Let's see. We have a soccer stadium. We have football. We have baseball. We have two football stadiums. We have a baseball stadium. Mm-hmm. You go up to Baltimore, there's baseball and football. And I don't think we'd need to build anything. I think we probably could handle it as is.
Really?
I'm sure they'd build something. I'm sure they would.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's something a lot of people, here we are 10 years away. It takes that long to plan it and get the stuff built. I'm just thinking about all the building that went on in the big dig and how much it cost the taxpayer and what there is around there that might house some of this stuff. Yeah, it's done. Yeah. It was supposed to cost $4
billion. How many people went to jail for that? The big dig?
A couple of dozen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was $14 billion instead of $4 billion. No, nothing serious. It's one of those, you know what they say, just one of those things. We didn't count the building codes changed. The bids had to change. We didn't put enough money in for this, that, or the other thing. Worst paying jobs in America. Casino dealer.
Really?
Average pay $13,000 a year.
Yeah, but you get tipped.
Right.
Give me a break.
Waiters.
Tips.
There are 58,000 casino dealers in this country. There are 2 million waiters and waitresses, average pay $13,000 also.
Right, and this is stupid.
What is stupid?
Throw it away.
Tips, come on.
Yeah. Yeah. Throw this away?
This is what they report.
All right, how about the most dangerous jobs?
Cheaters.
Yeah, that's cool. I want to hear that.
All right, most top 10 dangerous jobs. You want to do the big voice announcer before we get dirty?
Yeah.
Top 10 most dangerous jobs in America. All right, you ready? For 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Why are you playing that? All right, I'm just going to give you
one.
Here we go. Most dangerous jobs in America. Truck drivers. There, I never mind the big voice announcer. I'm just going to go through the list. Truck drivers. Number of fatalities last year, 852. That's a dangerous job. Construction workers. Last year, 288 died in the construction field. Roofers, 65 died last year. Let's see here. Structural metal workers, 67 died last year. Pilots, 230 died last year?
Really?
Good God.
Small pilots.
52, yeah, small planes. 52 fishermen died in the line of duty last year. Timber cutters, 105 of them died last year working on the job. But
make sure the tree falls the right way.
Truck drivers, most dangerous occupation in America is being a truck driver.
Buy that.
How about that?
They drive radio, a long time.
No radio deaths, huh?
Yep, no radio. Nobody in radio died.
Well, I went to prison, but none of them died.
That's right.
All right. We have Uri Geller to motivate our mind in a moment right here on Good Day.
Guitar Center, give the gift of music with deals on guitars, drums, keys, live sound, DJ, and more. Deals like an Epiphone / Les Paul for only $199. A 5-channel mixer or handheld wireless microphone for just $29. A Vestax Spin DJ controller, now just $79. So whether you're buying for someone else or yourself, music is a gift. Give it, share it, love it. Expert advice, the best selection, and unbeatable prices. This holiday at Guitar Center, now through Sunday.
Welcome to Staples.
Yeah, I hear Staples can handle all my holiday shipping.
Yes, sir. We have UPS available in-store, plus all the supplies you'll need, from boxes to bubble wrap.
Great, but my schedule's crazy with the holidays.
Staples opens early and stays open late.
What if I can't get here till Saturday?
We're open 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Well, we're open 7 days, though.
Okay, what if a week had 8 days?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'd still be open.
This holiday, ship at Staples. Same UPS shipping and pricing. Available 7 days a week. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with travel expert Samantha Brown. In the heart of winter, families nationwide are taking advantage of the lack of tourists at typically crowded destinations. According to a recent Bank of America survey, 47% of Americans plan to travel in the off-peak seasons. Samantha Brown, TV host and travel expert.
Aspen in the summer or Paris in the winter. Avoiding peak travel seasons can save on vacationing costs. Besides paying less, visiting tourist spots during the off-season means fewer crowds and a more relaxed atmosphere. Another way to offset costs is by using a travel rewards credit card that gives you the flexibility to actually use your points when you want. With the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, you earn unlimited 1.5 points for every dollar spent on all purchases. With the flexibility to use your points toward travel expenses when planning your trip, it is a great way to stretch your vacation budget.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travel rewards. Again, that's bankofamerica.com/travel rewards.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-530-6922. That's 1-800-530-6922. 1-800-530-6922.
Get to Kohl's this Thursday through Saturday for great gifts for everyone on your list.
I'm coming home to you.
For 3 days only, you'll find big savings on premium electronic gifts from brands like Jawbone, Sony, Monster, and Fitbit. And 50 to 60% off sleepwear for the family. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every 50 spent. Great gifts at great prices this Thursday through Saturday. Find your yes. Kohl's. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
All right, let's get to the bottom line here. The bottom line with Uri Geller is that he is a motivator. He is an empowerer. He is an inspiration. How many words can he... I think he's not there. I think that's what he is.
You know what he is? He's gone.
That's what, he is. What happened to that? All right, so we have to go back to trying to figure out where he is. Or shall we just do the Super Bowl shuffle?
We can do the Super Bowl shuffle.
Right.
Russell tries to get him back.
Let's see if we can find him. The anniversary this week... of the Chicago Bears introducing, because they were going to the Super Bowl, and they knew it by this time in December 1985, they went against the Patriots. I remember I was running the radio station the day of the Patriots games. At the time we went down, I think the Patriots lost 46-10, but it was wonderful to listen to this and the fun that people had with the Super Bowl shuffle. You better start making your Super Bowl plans. All right. But don't get ready to go ready. Or go to any trouble unless you practice the Super Bowl shuffle.
Oh, man, with this.
We are the Bears, shuffling through. Shuffling on down, doing it for you.
Sweetness.
So bad, we know it's good. Blowing your mind like a moving wood. You know we're the champs.
You know, we redid it. The Patriots did their own version of the Super Bowl shuffle.
Yeah.
It was big on all the radio stations in town. Had all the members of the Patriots doing basically the same thing, only with their focus on the Patriots. However, it didn't do him any good. All right, do we find Uri?
Yeah, Uri's there.
All right, let's go back to Uri. There's enough motivation there. All right.
I'm with you.
Uri!
Hey!
I was introducing you.
I've got someone really interesting in my house right now.
Of course you do.
He's an ex-governor in Nigeria, but really interesting guy. And you know the elections are coming up now.
Yes.
So if you want to have a word with him, you're welcome. His name is Donald Duke.
Donald Duke.
Nigeria is the largest oil production country in Africa.
Right. I want to find out why. Yeah, let me talk to him for a second, actually. This would be good.
Yeah, I'm old too, Doug.
From early.
And why I keep getting emails from them telling me that I've got money in my account.
Right. Donald Duke, are you there?
I'm hearing you.
Yes, sir. All right, so we have a couple of minutes to talk about Nigeria, Ebola. How did you happen to, as a country, take care of Ebola better than some of your neighbors? Why was the Ebola situation handled better in Nigeria?
I think the first thing was, when we got over the shock of it, right, because we had some casualties, we quickly came to terms. We were not in denial at all. I think the problem with most African countries is that they first go through the denial stage and it takes a bit too long.
Mm-hmm.
And by that, at that time, the disease has gone viral. In our case, we quickly came to terms with it and created the awareness that is required. Ebola, like most other diseases, can be contained through awareness. And that's what happened in Nigeria.
Mm-hmm. All right. So now there is a need for a new government. Apparently your prime minister is popular, but nobody else is. Is that what's going on? Or how is the government being reshaped there?
every 4 years we have elections. You know, we have a constitution very similar to that of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And the elections are on the 14th of February next year to elect a new set of governors and the president and the National Assembly, the equivalent of the Congress. So it's democracy. It's taking its course.
All right. And we only have a few seconds here. People always are worried about any emails they get from Nigeria. What's your wisdom there?
You know, I'm not worried about the emails that come from Nigeria. I'm worried about the people who fall for such silly tricks.
You know? That's a point. All right, thank you, sir. Donald Duke at Uri Geller's house at 51 after
That's
the hour.
Great.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
I could hang myself with all the bad Christmas neckties I found at the dump. The avarice never ends.
I want golf clubs. I want diamonds.
I want a pony so I can ride it twice, get bored, and sell it to make glue.
Look, I don't want to make waves.
But this whole Christmas season is stupid, stupid, stupid.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel.
You're as cuddly as a cat, and as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch.
You're a bad banana with a greasy black beard.
Well, no messages.
Odd. Better check the outgoing.
If you utter so much as one syllable, I'll hunt you down and guts you like a fish. If you'd like to fax me, press the star key.
Yes,
this Christmas music. It's joyful and triumphant.
Jim Carrey, you're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. From the movie Dr. Seuss. How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Big Christmas movie from 2000. How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Okay. So, Chucker, what do you make, by the way? What's the Christmas movie this year? I'm trying to figure out what the movie is that will go down in 2014 as being the Christmas movie of the year.
I don't think that, it doesn't look like there is one.
Yeah, I haven't seen one around anywhere. All right.
I mean, the only mainstream movie that has, I think, some holiday appeal. It's not a Christmas movie per se, but might radiate people to the theater, a feel-good movie, which might be the remake of Annie with Jamie Foxx. It comes out the 19th. I haven't seen any advance reviews, so I don't know if it's good or bad. I sort of like the trailer to the film, but I don't know. I haven't heard any buzz.
Right.
In terms of a pure Christmas movie being released this Christmas, there is nothing on the schedule.
And there's so much violence. Looking, we went to the movies the last couple of weeks and seen some of those trailers. The movies are just so much, they're just getting more violent, more killing, more horror, more blowing. It's just awful what people will go to see or what these people in the main think is going to become popular. And maybe the best example of it is Exodus. Didn't that come out today?
That comes out today. Ridley Scott's Exodus, Gods and Kings, which stars Christian Bale as Moses. The thing about this film, it's released by 20th Century Fox. I believe it's being released in 3D. I'm going to see it in 2D. But the reviews are much more negative than positive, which I'm sure the studio is not happy about. Only 32% positive on RottenTomatoes.com.
That's just another hacker slasher, get out the sword and kill everybody movie.
Well, I mean,
that's all it is.
It wasn't all
no. Oh, but that wasn't the story of
Tootsie
Rolls
back then.
Well, but I mean, how much of this is necessary?
That's your feel-good holiday movie of the season, though.
No, yeah, right. Exodus, perfect. All right, Chucker, what else is coming out today?
Just one other film opens on. Well, Exodus is going to open on around 3,000 screens. Opening on about 900 is going to be the comedy Top Five, which stars and is directed by Chris Rock, who's gotten some of the best notices of his career. 93% positive on RottenTomatoes.com. It's expected to open in the $6-7 million range. Studio hopes word of mouth will propel it to better, bigger and better things in weeks to come. Some movie news of interest: Jennifer Lawrence reportedly met with director Paul Feig about being one of the stars of the upcoming Ghostbusters 3, which features an all-female cast. I said on the show a few months ago I thought they would target an A-list actress. I'm a little bit surprised it's Jennifer Lawrence. I thought it might be Sandra Bullock, but then they'll surround that talent with a bunch of comedic actresses. That film should materialize and start filming sometime.
Wouldn't Jennifer Lawrence be cheaper than Sandra Bullock?
That's a good question. I don't. Maybe a tiny bit, but I don't think much more.
Really?
Jennifer Lawrence is pretty A-list in the business. You know, one of the interesting things about some of those leaked emails over at Sony, that the Sony executives reportedly planning, and this sounds silly, but it's so silly it might work, a Men in Black 21 Jump Street crossover film. Initially when I heard it, I thought it was absurd, but the more I think about it, it might be so silly, it might actually be a pretty funny film. Although while Chatham Tanning and Jonah Hill would be involved, I don't think Will Smith or Tommy Lee Jones would be involved. I think they'd go with a new cast and just do the Men in Black concept in the film.
What do you make?
Do you like that idea?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't. I haven't seen the 21. I'm intrigued by. I haven't seen the 21 Jump Street movies to see how they handle it. But I think there's too much of this sort of stuff. It seems rather far fetched. But both Hill and Tatum said, "Hey, this is a great idea. Let's go for it." So another good cash payday for them. What do you think of Interstellar being snubbed by the Golden Globes? One nomination for the score. That's it.
I'm not surprised. I didn't see it as a film that should be nominated for Best Picture, or Best Actor. So I'm not really surprised.
Really? All right. So it does well at the box office, but not in the hearts of the people who vote.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.